Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Heartland Rock and Roll bringing this back. That's John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. That's just one of her books. Leverageanddevelopment.com, right?
Yep.
Is the ampersand or is it A-N-D? I always forget.
A&D.
Okay, leverageanddevelopment.com, where you can find her articles and all the things she does to help her customers, her clients, including what a great job she does of saying thank you, right, Janet?
Absolutely. You know, I do. I'm a counselor, part-time counselor for the South Carolina Women's Business Center, and we don't have a facility in the upstate of South Carolina where I am. So I have to beg and borrow and ask people to lend me their spaces. Mm-hmm. And I always write a thank you note because I'm very grateful.
You're
and
shaming me now because I'm not good at thank you notes. You know, guys don't do thank you notes.
No.
You know, I've actually taken things. I've been a nice guy and taken something to a family or something to help them out. And these would be good friends of mine. Maybe they're sick or something. And I say, okay, I'm leaving this, but before I give it to you, only on one condition. You cannot send me a thank you note. I do not want a thank you note. And the lady will, you know, she'll say, okay, fine. But she will. She always does. That's the way ladies do. So what are some other ways that words matter? In the marketplace, what do we do? You know, we talked earlier about the fact that no problem is a lazy way people respond to people, hopefully not realizing, that it's a negative. It puts people off. It does not make customers want to come back. And also eye contact is a big deal. Make eye contact with customers, folks. But there are some other things that you've got stuck in your craw, Janet, about this.
Well, and maybe it's the old telecommunications salesperson and trainer front in me, but most of us don't answer the phone when somebody calls anymore. It's pretty much you get voicemail or
if you call my office, you get a real person.
Well, that's unusual. And for small businesses, there's reasons for that. You can't have someone dedicated to
it. I disagree, Janet. I disagree. If you're a small business, you're crazy to have somebody answering your phone, a machine answering your phone if you're a small business.
Well, it is definitely better. You're right to have a person. And of course that person needs to have the right attitude. But if they're going to get your voicemail, there's a couple of things that you need to not do. And these are things that always have been true, but I think they're even more so now because you're more likely to get voicemail. Do not say in there that this is laziness, like you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either on the phone or away from my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Or especially this one. I will return your call at my earliest convenience. My earliest convenience?
What should they say?
It's like,
man,
well,
you're tough. You're tougher than me, Janet. What should they say?
That sounds like when I get around to it, I'll call you back.
Right.
Just say as soon as possible it doesn't have to be a big change, but it's not about you. It is about the caller.
Well, you know how you can help. You know how you can help me if I got your voicemail? Get to the point and get off so I can leave my message and go do something else.
Yes.
I hate these.
Yes.
I hate the one where you have to listen to three different recordings, and just about the time you're waiting on the buzz to so you can start talking, another recording says, and don't forget, you can always, you know, push this button, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it takes forever, and then the person you're calling comes on, hey, this is John. I'm either away from my desk or on the phone. I'll return your call at my earliest convenience. But, you know, all the things you tell them not to do. And I'm thinking, okay, John, just get off so I can leave a message. It's the reason why I don't leave many messages. And what if I'm a customer or a prospect? What if I've heard about you? What if I've heard about you and I finally called? I mean, my goodness. Isn't that what we wake up, isn't what we dream about at night? Somebody gets, we get a referral, somebody hears about us, and they call us about doing business, and then when they call in, they get that kind of nonsense?
And another thing that a lot of people do, and this is what large companies do especially, but they say, you can find out more about us, or you can see our options, or you can send us an email or something. But anyway, they refer you to the website. If they wanted to deal with the website, that's where
I was just on the website. You have a phone number on your website. I was just on your website. That's where I got the darn phone number. Talk to me. Right?
Yes.
You know, this is, and see, Janet, I expect this kind of nonsense from big companies. It is unacceptable for a small company. It's the only, Janet, the only thing that differentiates any of us anymore is the experience customers have with us.
Yes.
Product, service, no, all that's commodity. What do you think?
I agree with you. And if they're calling you, then you need to be reciprocal of that in whatever way they want that reciprocation. So if they're calling you, that means they want to talk to you, not look at your website.
The only way you get my voicemail is if you call at night, weekends, or if you ask the person who answers my phone that you, if you could leave a message on my voicemail. Otherwise, you never get my voicemail. Somebody takes a message. And as long as I'm a small business owner, that's the way it's going to be. Hey, Janet.
You don't say.
Do what?
And you don't say at my earliest convenience.
No, I don't. I don't know what I'm not sure what I say. Hey, Janet, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.